So until today. So talk about the process of remaking that. Then what did you have to alter or change in
the
creative process?
Yeah, I'm from Germany. Okay. I live in Berlin. I'm a German director, and I made a movie there called Who Am I? It's a hacker movie that Warner Brothers is remaking here. So it was a big success in Germany, and my agent showed it in town and screened it everywhere. So I got all these different offers from studios. And then Adam Stone and Roy Lee slipped me that script of Sleepless Night, called Sleepless Night back then, now it's called Sleepless. And I really enjoyed it because it was something I was looking forward to do, like a real proper action thriller, which doesn't try to be anything else, but just being a fun action thriller. And then they told me that Jamie Foxx is attached, and I'm a huge fan of his work. And I said, like, I would love to meet him because he has to approve the director. It's Hollywood. So I met him in London, and he liked me. I liked him. He approved me. And then 2 weeks later, that movie happened.
What was it like, dynamic like on set working with?
It's very positive, challenging, because he's such an entertainer. Like constantly, 24 hours. I think even in his sleep, he would entertain himself. he's always telling stories, making fun, and which is, I think, a great energy, because you always have like this high level of energy on set, you know. And the great thing about is actually that once you actually say action, he's so focused and he's totally into the role. And I just told that story one day. We were shooting pretty long, and it was a very extensive shoot with all the stunts he did by himself, and it's very exhausting. And we did like the 14th hour, whatever. Just a shot where he's in a car at the wheel with Thomas, his son, and he tries to escape one of the cars that is chasing him. A very simple shot, but he was so tired, and he always... I saw it on the monitor that he already almost fell asleep because it was so late and he was really tired. And I was like, oh my God, we'll never get this shot done. And I already talked to the producers. Maybe we push it to the next day. And they said, like, we can go back to the location. Anyway, so we did that shot. And I remember really the moment where he was like this. And I yelled, action. And he was like... And then I yelled, cut. And then he went back like this. I love that because that's Jamie. Like, he's really all into it. And he's a movie geek. He knows all the movies. He's great.
Speaking of exhausting, I mean, you pretty much put him to work the whole movie. I mean, it's action packed.
It is.
What was his training like? Did he go through special training, or he's kind of just used to that?
No, we went. Jeff Imato, our stunt coordinator, who is like, he did the Bourne movies, and he's like, he trained in that Bruce Lee location. Like, he's really like this old school 60-year-old Asian fighter, very good, calm guy, and he trained with Jamie like 6 months to achieve this, because that was very important for us to make him fit, to actually do all his own stunts and not just double it or face replacement or whatever you do these days. It was very important for us that it actually feels real and that the people see that it's actually Jamie doing all the stunts.
The fight scenes were really clean. What was the most difficult scene to get through logistics wise, would you say? With the car through the casino, or...
All of that. No, I think logistically the most... Actually, all the casino floor stuff with the 600 extras, and then actually the car scene where it chases everyone and they're running, that was like very intense to coordinate 600 people running into the right direction, not getting hit by a car. Because otherwise you get into real trouble. That was really challenging. Yeah.
How about the location? I mean, it's so, you know, Las Vegas is such an important staple for this movie. It almost works as a character in itself. Did you actually shoot inside an actual casino in Las Vegas?
No, we shot in Atlanta. We built a casino floor. We went to Las Vegas. We went to basically every casino, and they all said like, oh yeah, movies, that's great. And Jamie Foxx, that's great too. But then they realized, oh, the casino manager is the bad guy. No, we don't like this. So it was very challenging for us. But we also realized that if you go there with a crew, they don't care because they make money with something else, gambling and everything. So it's not like you get there, you pay the money, and they're happy because they're getting money. You're more like an extra for them, you know. So we decided to build an entire casino floor, especially with that scene where the car crashes through the floor. You can't do that somewhere in Vegas. So we built the entire casino floor in Atlanta in a studio.
Oh, wow. What about the fight between Michelle and Jamie? Was there any discussion like how rough it should be?
Yeah,
I mean, because that was pretty tough.
Yeah, but that was fun to do, actually. It was, we always said, like, they, like, Jamie wouldn't care that she's a woman, and she wouldn't care that she's a woman. She's
yeah.
just tried to kick his ass, like, and we really had fun that day. But it was also very, like, we shot that entire scene an entire day, and it was very exhausting for both of them, of course. I think Michelle really enjoyed it after all those days of having Jamie making fun of her and whatever. Like, he was teasing her, and I think that was good for the role because she was really like, today I'm gonna kick your ass.
He was pissing her off so
yeah.
that she can like go full on.
So aside from the actors approving directors, what kind of new stuff about Hollywood have you been learning now coming into this to this side of the pond?
Well, first of all, I felt like at the end it's very similar to European filmmaking. It's just more money. But if you have 10 million or a million and you have a discussion with the producers, if you spend a million on the set or 2 million, you still have a discussion, you know? So that's not very different. What's very different is I think the crews are very professional here.
Ooh.
It's like you feel like it's a real industry here, and there are a lot of talented people out there, and I think the biggest difference was for me, actually, and I enjoyed it a lot, was the quality of actors here. Like, they're really, really good. Even the extras were so dedicated to everything they were doing, the stand-ins, like they I never, like, if you have stand-ins in Europe, like, usually you don't even have stand-ins. You know, have someone, a guy from the crew who gets there and you just get the focus and then you get the actor, you know. And you have stand-ins here who really learned the lines and were acting during the scene. I was like, dude, you're just a stand-in. But I really enjoyed that because that's what I said before also, like, movies are an art form here in America. It's a lot about making money, of course, but it's also like it's part of culture, and you don't have that in every European country. Like, it's always like in Germany, for example, movies is more the popcorn commercial thing, and theater is always the bigger art form, you know. In France, it's even worse, you know. But here, it's like movie making and watching movies, and you feel it's really art, you know. Besides, again, that you have to make money with it. But I like that a lot about American movies, you know, and you can feel it. And that's what I meant with all the actors and extras, that they actually... There's always the chance that you can become something here, and that is, I think, a very good thing.
Now that you've had that taste, do you have another project coming up here in the United States?
I have some, but I can't talk about them yet. I want to do something here again. But right now I'm doing my own Netflix show. I'm a showrunner. It's coming out November this year. But we still have to... It's 10 episodes and we shot 5 so far. I'm doing all the episodes. So I still have to do... We have just a 3 weeks break, so I'm very, very tired of shooting. But that's fun, too. And it's also great to be a showrunner because you have all the power.
How about casting for this movie? Did you have any choice in the casting besides Jamie?
Jamie was already attached to
right.
this project. So basically, after Jamie, we cast with Avi Kaufman the whole movie, and I had control over it all. Yeah. So
was there any like second or third choices you had to go with?
No.
What about McNary, the bad guy in the movie?
Scoot McNary. He's I love Scoot. I think he's one of the best actors of his generation, to be honest. Like, he's so good. And usually he's like the bookworm, and he was so happy. Like, he said to me, "Oh, thank God, I can be the really bad guy." And he's from Texas. And when we met, and it's very weird for a European guy, we met and he came in his huge truck like this. And he's like, and then he said, yeah, that character has to have this and this gun and that gun. And I'm like, dude, I don't have no idea about guns. Like, we don't have guns.
You're
we don't like
now.
Guns. We don't wear guns. And like, no, you have this. And then he opened his glove compartment and showed me all these guns. Like, I'm like, all right, I get it.
So that big thing that I don't know the
That's
name
That's his
of
gun.
Wow.
Oh, the blocks of him?
Wow. So I'm curious, his character has some kind of like burn here in his neck. So I'm assuming, am I right? Is it the dad? That's why he's so afraid that the dad did something, obviously,
too. That was always like, but I like...
I mean, it's just suggestive, it's not...
Yeah, but I always like subtle things. Like, there's one of my favorite movies is Heat, and there's one tiny thing that Val Kilmer has a scar here, like a huge broken elbow or something, and they never mentioned in the movie what happened there, but I like those details.
Yeah,
no,
I like
think
it too,
like,
I just want to like make sure that's... And do you find that Hollywood likes to bring European directors because it does have a different, like The Passengers, I know most people didn't like it, but I liked it because it felt different. And then
I haven't seen Passengers yet, but I love that script.
But
that,
you know, when you came
script.
In, I didn't know you were German. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
I think that's one point, but also that we are used to lower budgets and we are not going crazy. And
that makes sense.
That's what they think.
But practical is always better, like she was saying. It's very clean. The fights are very clean, not very fast cuts like Born Identity where you don't know what's happening.
But Hollywood likes European directors. I don't know, actually. We're also cheaper, I think.
So you saw the movie, right? Obviously, from the beginning to end. What was your take on seeing everything come together on the big screen for you?
During post-production, you see the movie like over 100 times.
Of course.
And you get so bored of it, honestly, because if you watch something 100 times, you're like, all right, then this is coming up, and this is, and you always see the flaws and the mistakes, and you're like, oh, I can see the extra looking almost into the camera. But the real great experience was once you had the sound ready for that, because it's an action movie, and all the fights, if you don't have the sound design on that, they sound pretty, or they look pretty shitty, to be honest, because you're like, okay, it's like, but then if you get the right sounds of it, all of a sudden it comes together, and the kitchen fight, for example, the sound design is so important that everything is falling down and pots and whatever, like, and the real sound didn't sound great, of course, because it's reality, you know. But once you saw that coming together, we were like, oh my god, this is really cool.
You mentioned earlier that your movie is going to be remade by WB, right?
By Warner Brothers,
yeah. And then, so this is a remake as well. Did you feel kind of worried or nervous? Like, what if the people who made the original Sleepless do I do this movie justice or not? And are you concerned about that movie of yours that being remade by Warner Brothers? Will they do your movie justice? Do you have that concern?
No, I don't have this concern, because it's like, with paintings, like there's a lot of motifs or whatever painters used to paint, and there's always a different version of it. And Departed is a remake too. Mm-hmm. Not everyone knows that, but it's, and I love that Hong Kong movie. Like, that was one of my favorite movies. But when I watched Departed, I felt like this is a cool, good version of it, and something different. And I hope we did also a little bit something different with Sleepless and the French movie. Because the French movie feels it has less backstories with the bad guys, and you know, it's just the guy who comes into a club, and it's a cool movie, but you don't have those backstories, and the female cop is very smaller in the French version. It's bigger, it's almost the lead, Michelle, I would say. And regarding the remake of my movie, I don't know. I think it's interesting to see something, a newer version of it, and they will definitely do something totally different to it, because it has to be adapted to the American market, I guess.
Of course. As a filmmaker, what's your favorite genre to make?
Favorite genre? I don't have favorite genres, because I don't believe in genres. I only believe in good movies, to be honest. Like, I don't go there and like, oh, it's a thriller, I have to watch it. Like, I go there because I heard it's a good movie, or I read about it, it's a good movie, and I think genre are just invented by marketing to sell it, because you need like boxes where you can put movies in. But for example, one of my favorite movies is Blade Runner, and for some people it's a sci-fi. For me, it's a film noir. So it's always a perspective, I think, how you watch a movie, you know. I don't have a like the genre I really love, but I'm not the biggest fan of romantic comedy because I don't think there are so many great movies out there, actually. Not because of the genre, they're not many touch me as a drama does, or a real love story, for example.
Gotcha.
Watch 500 Days of Summer.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie. That's true.
Is the Netflix show, is that American or?
No, that's in German, but
okay.
It's going to be released worldwide, like Narcos with subtitles.
Oh,
sweet.
Can
you tell us what it's called?
Yeah,
it's, I have to be careful, because it's, it's a mystery show. It's four families in a small town, children disappear, and then they start to investigate, and they find a cave system under the town, and they will realize there's something bigger behind it. But I can't tell what it is.
Well, the concept sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay. Here, right now, from what, working here in America, is there something that you want to take back as a film director, as a filmmaker?
I'm shooting right now, anyway, since 3 months, this Netflix show in Berlin, and I took some discipline from here over there. Like, there were days like, where I was yelling at the crew, like, guys, in America, they're quiet. Like, I like quiet sets because you can focus and you actually do your work. And sometimes they get very loud in Germany and whatever. And I was, like, yelling at them, like, and then, yeah, I go back to America. Like,
do you have any advice to Europeans or South American directors or professionals that want to make to Hollywood? Do you have any advice to give to them?
It's very easy. Just make a really good movie that the industry sees, and then they will get you. That's a good thing. That's also different to Europe. Like, you can get, or that's very typical America. Like, even the smallest, lowest person can get a chance here to create something. If the negative part of it is you get dropped very easily here. But the positive part is that everyone gets a chance. And I just think if you do a great movie, even if it's just a small budget movie, but has a great story or whatever, then you get people will see it, and then you get a chance, definitely.
Have you found something in particular? There's so much. There's no one specific thing, but perhaps something that has worked for you in making great movies, that would be as an added to that, to the advice.
I didn't fully get the question.
I don't even think I said it correctly.
What makes a good movie? Or?
Yeah, what in your experience, what have you found that works for you in making a great film?
Oh, okay. That's also very easy. If you don't have a good script, you can't make a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to make a great script into a terrible movie, but it's basically not possible to make a great script into a bad script into a good movie. That's not possible. So the blank page starts there. And then I think it's casting also. I think the most. Because nowadays it's very easy, and I'm a very visual director, it's very easy to make film look great and whatever, and like very different to 10, 15 years ago. Like, basically all movie looks great now, sort of, you know, the production design and whatever, but I think there are not many great stories out there right now, very few original ones. That's why I'm so sad that Passenger didn't work, and I didn't see the movie, because I really felt, when I read the script and I tried to get that script, I felt it was a very original script, a very original love story.
People are just too critical here.
They
dig too much into it. Because I'm like, I'm with you. I liked it too. That's what it is.
So you mentioned casting. Here's a fun question. Now that you work with Jamie Foxx, which other big A-lister you want to work with next?
There is a wish list, but they're not like, I really like good actors. Like, I love Scoot McNairy, for example. I love Joaquin Phoenix. I love Casey Affleck. We were supposed to make a movie a year ago, but he's also a crazy one. I love really good actors, because there's nothing better for a director to be on set and just to watch and just to say action and cut, and maybe say a little slow, a little faster, whatever. But that's brilliant, because it's harder for a director to have not the good actor and trying to get the best at least out of it, but it's so beautiful to watch a good actor and basically has to do nothing.
I agree.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good day. It's my favorite.
Congratulations.